3, 2, 1. Boosh. Oh my God, that's cold.
Wow.
Hole in my lip.
That's my favorite one, Ryan.
Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, coldest podcast in all the Midwest. We are presented by the one, the only Ice Mountain. We are live in the air in the Troy Escalade Jackson Podcast Memorial Studio. And we are live. We're feeling good. We're having a couple beers. Fresh off of a lake weekend. Feeling good.
Feeling phenomenal.
You want to know an idea that generated at my cabin this weekend?
What's that?
And okay, here we go. The jury's out. Is this a good lake idea or is this a bad lake idea? So my parents, way back in the day, got swindled in. Well, so first of all, Fargo, North Dakota, windy as shit. If you think Chicago is the windy city, come to Fargo. Yeah. You're like, wow, this is the windy city. You put a piece of patio furniture on a patio, it's blowing off.
Yep. 100%.
My parents got sick of that. So, I don't know, it was 20 years ago. They bought a concrete table and chairs.
That's so on brand for your dad.
The concrete guy.
Did he make it?
No, but you can appreciate good craftsmanship, you know?
Yep.
It actually was cool because like in the middle, it had like a thing where you could actually grill or put an ice bucket and stuff. So it was cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
Some might even say pretty fucking bougie when we got it.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, oh God, wait, you got a concrete patio set?
That's heavy.
Sweet. Heavy.
Yeah.
So we moved that to our lake at some point. Mm-hmm.
I've seen this table.
You've seen it? Sturdy, isn't
yep,
it? It's sturdy, nice and sturdy.
Heavy. It's 20 years old and it looks brand new.
Well, kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you really look at the details, like, wow, yeah, that's old. But apparently my mom decided that, you know, it's time for a new set of table and chairs. She misses the game of trying to grab your furniture and find it, right?
Yeah.
You know, as they are now empty nesters, mom's getting bored. So it's like, what a fun
after.
Thing to do after a storm is go look for all of our furniture. And she can't accomplish that with the concrete stuff.
She obviously didn't listen to the episode where you were chasing the pillows across your lawn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we already talked to so people know. But so they're trying to get rid of it. Instead of throwing it out on cleanup week, the idea developed. We should just put this sucker in the water.
Submerge it.
Yeah, so it's basically partially like you have a swim-up bar in the lake. So you put the table in there, you put the chairs under there, the chairs would be underneath the water, the table would be above the water, and you would sit up to it like a swim-up bar at a resort, but it's just like a circular table in the water.
Okay, so typically if someone were to present you an idea like that, your brain gets moving like, hey, how can we make this better? Like, is this a good or bad? Like, what was your reaction when you heard that that thing was going in the water?
Well, I may or may not have contributed into the idea of putting it in the water.
Oh,
really?
But then I think I'm starting to regret it because at first it's like, this will be cool. You know, how is it any different than just putting a dock in somewhere or a lift somewhere? It's just going to stay there for the summer. Then your brain starts thinking, is this going to be a pain in the ass to take out of the water every single year?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
It is.
You can't just leave it in?
But
not over the winter. It'll ruin it. Yeah. So you got to at least get it up on shore somehow.
See, my first thought went straight to, this thing's going to shift. No matter how far you get it down in the dirt, it's going to shift. So you're going to have to readjust the table every time you want to use it.
That is true. That is true, Tyler. Unless we lay a good base, maybe get some cinder blocks, kind of bury them into the sand a little bit.
Okay.
You know, it's made out of concrete. And what a concrete walls need on a house?
Nails.
Footings.
I thought that was.
Yes.
So essentially, we just got to get some cinder block footings underneath that bad boy. Problem solved. What's the next gripe you have?
Not necessarily a gripe, but something I think is an unintended positive. I would like this more as a child. Your parents have grandkids. That thing's going to be sick to jump off of.
I mean, it's cool to jump off. Could be potentially dangerous.
Could be dangerous.
That makes it even more cool.
That is cool, yeah. So where my head goes is this is going to be a conversation piece. We have a small town bar, or what I would just call lake bar, on our lake.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be going by. They're going to see me and my bros bellied up to this concrete table in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Bellied up with my bros.
Slamming brewskis, getting a tan, doing one of these where you hold the drink up, maybe even give them a wave. And it's people are going to be talking. They're going to be like that. That's pretty cool.
What do you got there?
Yeah, I got an idea. You can, so you say it's like a resort, like a swim up thing. You could have like swim up blackjack. So when people like come by,
quite literally,
a few hands, you can make a little money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get metal cards though. They're going to blow away.
Yeah. We'll get metal cards.
Just put them in a Ziploc. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Each card is Ziplocked. Yeah.
Laminate them.
Like we'll get mini cards and just do dime bags. Just put them in there.
Yeah, I'll play in blackjack for a dime bag.
Yeah,
quite literally.
The metal, you can find metal cards somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. More that's a great cards. Idea.
Yeah,
and then we also, if you maybe, oh God, it's really, it's a scorcher out here today. One, you're staying cool because you're half your body's in the water, and two, I think you can just put an umbrella in the middle of the table.
Yeah,
and you got an umbrella out there.
Question. How far away from the table do you need to be to pee in the water?
I think...
Because you absolutely cannot pee sitting at the table even though you're in the water.
Well, why? I think... Because well, hold on.
Then you know it's going to get on everyone.
I think the policy that I would like to enact on that is a don't ask, don't tell.
I was going to say. I mean, but yeah, I just haven't broken the seal yet. That's why I haven't pissed. It's been 4 hours of drinking, but seal's not broken, baby.
Because like... You guys have been to a resort before.
Mm-hmm. Many.
Drinking in the water while also sitting in the water at a swim up bar.
Yep.
You know, they have the little like the little like circular stools you can sit on at the bar.
Yep.
Pretty fun.
Yeah. It's kind of like a swim up urinal in the same.
Yeah, sense. I mean, it really, it's just one big trough.
Yeah. No one's getting out of that water.
But who cares? You know?
Yeah.
So. It just becomes a pros and cons, you know? It's also like...
Right now, it's sounding like the only con is transportation.
Yeah.
I would absolutely not want to be a part of moving that to the water.
And the thing is we were already going to throw out. So if it does happen to get... Like, maybe there's a big storm and it tips over and it cracks and breaks. We are already going to throw it out anyways, and we'll just throw it out after is maybe the thought process.
You could drag it out to the middle.
Yeah, structure.
You could pick it like a good crappie spot on the lake, drop it down for some structure, and then mark that spot of the GPS, and you could have, I mean, you could bring the nieces, nephews, your future kids.
It's a
hot spot for fishing.
Absolutely. You know? Brings a new definition to fishing on a table.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah.
Fishing on a table. Just got
that. Like nice. When the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Depth yeah.
You say you fish on a table.
Yeah, I would say a shelf, probably.
Yeah, shelf is,
Thank you.
I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Ryan, you know what would be great around the concrete table in the water?
What would be great around the concrete table in the water?
Some cocktails. You know, frozen cocktails.
Mm,
you know what would be a good way to rehydrate after you dehydrate with some frozen cocktails?
Probably just some water.
Yeah. And don't drink the lake water, guys.
God, no. I've been peeing in
that
all day.
That would be bad. There's a lot going on. I won't name specifics, but T-shirt guy's been releasing fluids into the water. And I'm not talking about sweat.
No.
That too. But you got to rehydrate the correct way with some Ice Mountain water.
It's wet. Yeah.
I actually think that I would fire up the Margaritaville machine, shave some ice, and then pour some water in there and have shaved ice Ice Mountain.
You could also just
original flavoring too.
Yep. You could
make some Ice Mountain ice the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And then shave the Ice Mountain ice into the Ice Mountain machine. Water.
Yep. I'm liking where all this is going. Regardless, guys, the best way to cool off on a hot summer day is to belly on up to a concrete bar and slug some waters. Mm-hmm. Sure. And we always take the, it's always good advice to mix in a water. Doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be drinking at the lake, mix in a water. You could be on a road trip, mix in a water.
Yeah.
You know, what?
Between your caffeinated beverages.
That's like a, it seems like an insult when your buddy looks at you like, hey, mix in a water.
Yeah. It's not an insult. It ain't. Yeah.
We need to take, we need, because usually it's like, oh, you've drank too much, but we need to go like, hey, so we feel better tomorrow. Let's mix in a water, boys.
Yeah.
Mumbo. Let's take that back.
There's no shame in it.
No. It's a, if anything, it's a very like logical, smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And I think what people think that they're going to lose their buzz if they drink water.
It
I think that's just false.
Yeah.
So mix one in.
Be a smart lake goer this summer and drink Ice Mountain water. So. And maybe we can figure out how to get an extension cord out there, but you get the Margaritaville machine fired up.
Now we're 100%. Running into danger territory.
Well, here's what we do. You just get like fence posts in the water, above the water, and then you just zip tie it to the fence posts or like the metal stakes that you would like hold a tree up with.
You
stick those and then zip tie the extension cord to each one so it's above the water the whole time.
Yeah.
Margaritaville machine at the concrete table in the water.
Yeah, those zip ties ain't going anywhere.
Because not only are we adding electricity to the water, but also metal rods.
Yeah.
What's wrong with metal rods?
Just they're
the dock's got metal rods on it. We're good.
They're conductive. Yeah.
Might be a good time for us.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the dock's got metal. We're fine, dude.
Yeah. You could do a solar panel maybe too.
That's actually
a solar panel for our dock lift because for literally 12 years at the lake, we spent having to crank a giant boat up.
Not ideal.
And it would just be like, you'd have to take breaks.
Take turns. Do it.
Yeah. It was just,
miles, you're up.
And eventually it was like, Dad, for Christmas, we're getting you a solar panel.
Nice.
So we can install a battery and you can just press a button.
Yep.
So we could just take that solar panel and move it over there.
Why? I mean, if anyone in the world should have thought of a solar powered Margaritaville machine, it should have been Jimmy.
Yeah, he's always
He sings about the sun in almost every song.
Dude, why haven't they done that?
Jimothy. I don't know.
You might just, you know, watching YouTube shorts and getting an Elon Musk YouTube short every once in a while. He says that solar panels don't generate enough power to really do that, maybe, though.
Yeah, but
that'd be a pretty big solar panels from what I would understand.
To also, power a Margaritaville machine?
Yeah.
No shit.
I don't know.
I have...
No one specifically asked him that question about solar paddle.
On a Margaritaville machine.
Yeah, but what I'm gathering of what he says about solar energy is it's not as efficient as other sources.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean,
even it's even like drills and shit like that. Why not just get a battery powered Margaritaville machine?
Yeah,
you know, you got
chargeable batteries.
Yeah. You got your impact drill.
You could take the
battery off your impact, throw it on the Margaritaville.
Yep.
And it's you got no cords to worry about.
Think about it too. Like with most tool brands, the batteries are interchangeable throughout tools. You can have these batteries interchangeable throughout Margaritaville products.
Yeah,
exactly. Look, I think we nailed it. So, we're throwing around a lot of ideas. Are we saying, is this a good idea or a bad idea?
I'm going to vote good.
Good.
I don't think it's either. I think it's phenomenal.
It's like on like America's Got Talent. They're like, you know what? I don't think you deserve a yes today. They're like, I think you deserve to go all of the way. They slam the golden buzzer and the confetti flies. Yep. That's basically what you just did. Yeah. I hate it.
Because, okay.
I hate how much I love it.
Here's a
Then the cue the sappy music.
Yeah, crying.
By putting this thing in the water, it gives you and your brothers, it almost gives you guys like a project. Like,
that is true. And also, it's like it also feels a little bit like we're kind of getting to the age where we don't really have, like, my brother's got a kid. I'll probably have a kid here soon. We're getting older, you know, maybe we aren't going to the bar as much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We now have a new reason to drink.
Correct. And you can deck that thing out as much as you want.
Yeah, we can.
A little project. Something to sit there and look at.
I think I'm going to get an umbrella. Well, hold on. We haven't decided yet. Jared, is it a good idea or bad idea?
I I don't know. I think it's too soon to tell just quite yet.
Middleman.
You got to pick something.
Well, I mean, this
so
is like,
how do you tell then if you either
well, you haven't really tested this baby out yet.
Okay. So you want it's the information is inconclusive. You would like more evidence.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go on a limb and say that it's a good idea. I even lean towards a great idea.
Because like the only drawback I can think of is the moving of the table.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot though. It's
going to suck, but
I'm problem. Thinking that I just wrap a winch around each portion of it, just drag it.
Yeah.
That could work.
Not a bad idea.
Just drag it up on shore.
Yeah.
How many guys you got helping?
Or maybe some sort of flotation device. Just wrap it with life jackets.
Yeah.
Float it to shore.
Yeah.
That's actually you got a tube. You guys went tubing, right?
Just put it on a tube.
Yeah.
Let's go, dude. This beer has got my brain firing.
You could also put skis on the bottom of it and you could pull it to any part of the lake, anyone's dock that you wanted to.
Yeah. Or in this actually with brings me to the next thing I wanted to bring up. You could, because like the tabletop comes off.
Mm.
You could just you could ride it out there.
Yeah.
You could wake surf.
Hit it. Table. You're on the shore and then just hold on and then you would attach bindings somehow.
Yeah.
And then it would just pull you out.
You got to have a
we're
really
left,
good life.
Over to Bill's cabin. Yep. Hit it.
You got to have a really good life jacket to stay afloat when you bail on the, with the table strapped to your legs.
You're still skiing with a life jacket. Come on, Tyler.
Loser.
That's so dangerous.
Dude, no,
this table's like 1,000 pounds.
I know. We don't condone not skiing without a life jacket.
Yeah. No, so that brings me to my next point of like on the good idea, bad idea. I need to know if this is a good idea or bad idea. When I was probably 12-ish, maybe 12 to 13 age range, me and a neighbor kid at the lake, you know, the friend at the lake that you only see during the summer.
Sure.
Like I don't even know. I couldn't tell you where he lived. I couldn't, other than where his lake cabin was at. Never been to his house any other time of the year. Don't ever see him. You only see him at the lake. It's that kid, right? And we decided that we were going to take a bike frame and bolt it to some skis and pull it behind the boat, and we would have our own
motorcycle bike.
Yeah,
we had like, you know, like the foam noodles that you could like whip your buddies with. We had, my mom had bought one when we were younger, ones that you could squeeze like that. It was like a horse head on it, and you could squeeze the hands and it would squirt water out the front of it.
Whose horse is that?
And so we cut that in half and taped it to the front of it, and we called it a ski horse.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good branding so far. And so the skis were actually two separate skis. We had to walk down to his grandma's place, who was a little bit of a hoarder. So she had a whole plethora of skis we could choose from. So one was a red ski, one was a blue ski, And we took a bike frame. We quite literally took L brackets and just bolted this thing together. And then basically duct taped flotationary devices to it so that when you did fall off, it would float.
Yeah.
And it worked.
No way.
We got it to go outside the wake even.
Really?
Hell yeah.
At one point, you could squeeze the hands still and water squirted out while you were going. My brother did slice his foot open, though, on the metal pieces.
Yeah.
Because there were no bindings.
Yeah.
There was no like place to stick your feet.
So no pedals.
There was no pedals, and it didn't float that good. You actually had to be moving in order for it to come back to the top. So if like you just stopped the boat, it would just start sinking to the bottom. But then as you would pull it, it would float back up.
So how did you take off? Did you take off like as you went on skis in the water, or did you like start on shore?
A little bit of both.
Sure.
The dream ended when one of my buddy's dads got on it.
Oof. Yeah.
And he was riding it, and quite literally one of the skis just came loose, but he didn't like lose it right away. He like had his foot still on it and was riding the ski and the thing separately.
You got bolts flying all over the place.
And had to fucking bail out of there. That was the end of the ski horse.
So is this, I mean, is the ski horse at the bottom of the lake still? Or were you
No, we were.
So what did you hold on to? The handlebars of the bike attached to a rope?
Yeah.
Or was it like a ski rope?
We literally like tied a rope around the frame of the bike.
Hell yeah.
So
how much duct tape? So at least a rope.
12, 13 year olds. A lot of sharp metal.
Yeah.
A lot of high speeds. A lot of duct tape. Good idea or bad idea?
No one died. Good idea.
Good idea.
Yeah, I think now that you have the proof of, I mean, the memory itself, it's got to be a good idea. Now, had something bad happened to you or your buddy or your buddy's dad? Bad idea.
Yeah, that
it's all based off of the events.
My brother
did
have like a gash on his foot like that wide. He probably should have got stitches.
He's fine though.
He's got that story to tell though.
Tetanus. There we go. Sick.
No tetanus.
Tetanus free. I think it's a good idea.
I would agree.
People die wakeboarding.
That's true.
Nobody died on the ski horse.
That is true.
Ski biscuit.
Confirmed zero deaths on Sea Biscuit.
Ski biscuit.
Ski biscuit.
Great name.
I actually have a photo of it somewhere. I'll have to give it to you, Jared. Maybe we can post it online. Mm-hmm. The legendary ski horse, old Ski Biscuit. I'm so mad I didn't think of that.
Honestly,
so much better.
As adults, like if somebody were to produce this, it would be sweet. Like without all the janky metal and properly assembled.
Would it be though? Because you kind of just ride. You don't get to like do anything cool on it.
Yeah.
But if you could get it the turn with the skis, like you could turn into the wake, you could control it.
Now, if they could commercialize something like that, where you get a company like,
hey, investors, possibly you.
Like it's like BMX on water.
Exactly. Yeah.
And like
just
we
like
could,
flops.
We could
I bet
go
flops
pro.
Would crush the ski horse.
Yeah.
He could have went pro in ski horsing. He just didn't have time.
Yeah. If he had more time.
Yeah. I think that's across the board. I feel like you may not directly, but you know someone who tries to pull something behind a boat that shouldn't be pulled behind a boat. Whether that's an inner tube that was not supposed to be a tube.
That's the only thing I've ever tried to pull behind a boat was like one of those just black tubes that you float down the river with.
Yep.
Because we didn't have a tube. So we just tied a fucking rope around that.
Yeah.
And it does not work at all.
Mm-mm. I also applaud the people who said, I don't need anything in the water. I'm just going to grab a rope and just put my bare feet on the water.
Love watching those videos. I don't understand how
Me
those people
either.
Do that. I think you have to be going at least like 40 miles an hour for it to happen.
It's like one of those things that's like, oh, it's really cool that you can barefoot, but if you've ever watched anyone barefoot, you can't actually even see them barefoot. Because there's so much spray of water happening that it's just like you see this rope and then it just goes into all this water and you're like, oh, I think he's in there.
Yeah, and the wipeouts.
Is he still holding on? I can't tell.
And the wipeouts on barefoot look so much worse than like regular wipeouts.
It's also like that's the measure on if you were ever. It's like, I don't know if you guys have ever had this happen before, but every dad used to be such a good skier when he was younger that him and his buddies would barefoot.
Or like
they would hop on each other's shoulders. Like, like pyramid scheme. It's like, Dad, where are the photos of this?
Wow, a long time ago. We didn't have cameras on the water. We were just living life.
And they all like love to brag. Yeah, that was pretty good. I could drop a ski. It's like
that's level
wow, no
one.
Shit.
Now you got to go back
one
and get
of
it.
Yeah. The best was, okay, when you're done skiing, you're going by your dock and you like whip it straight in, let go and just are coasting
right up on the shore.
Right up on the shore.
That's sick.
A phenomenal feeling.
Okay. Might be kind of sick too. Maybe because we still have the actual frame because the bike separated from the skis, the ski horse.
Yeah.
I could fix that baby.
You have more mechanical skills now than at 13.
I have lived almost two lifetimes since that moment.
Yeah.
How much smarter I am now. That's not saying much. Start great. So that you fix it up and then I get out there on the ski horse. I do a lap. I do the wave. I do the head tap. Send me home. They come whipping around the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
I then cut the cord because you're not holding on to it. Can't just let go. Cut the cord, and I fucking glide in and sit on down on the concrete.
Oh, hell yeah. Table. No, you got one of those bike
and
racks.
Grab a beer, yeah.
You got a bike rack right in front of the concrete. Yeah, you drive it into the bike rack and just hop over on
and
the
then just sit down on the table.
Yeah, you start making these for like all your neighbors and shit at the lake, and then they're cutting the cord coming into the concrete table during the Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Obviously, as you sit down, you sheath the sword you cut the cord with just to add more dramatic.
Utility knife, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, you like get stuck. You can't get in. You're like headed to shore gliding, trying to get the utility knife to close.
A bike rack would be unbelievable.
You get it flushed in between like 2 inches.
Well, I would just call it the stable.
Sure. Oh, there we go. There we go.
Hitching post or whatever it is.
What do they call it?
Fucking wrap it up. Because like you cut the cord, you take the rest of it and wrap it around the thing so it doesn't float away.
Yeah.
What do they call it? The gates where the horses wait before they run out for the races.
Yeah.
I would think that they call them the starting gates.
Oh. Yep. Well, you could have a starting gate for takeoff.
Yeah.
It's just I thought there's no closing gate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Ski Biscuit needs to make an appearance.
Yeah, try and find that thing.
I know exactly where it is. I can see it in my head.
So you got to keep Ski Biscuit. Your buddy never did.
We actually hung it on a wall for a while.
So sick.
Proud of it.
Yeah, I mean, Ski Biscuit was, I was kind of the visionary on the whole thing. I mean, let's be honest.
He was more so.
Did you really?
Bear.
Yeah. He was my. He was the guy that would source products for me.
Sure.
Hey, I need some skis. My grandma's got some run down there.
And he was going to be the first guy to try it just to make sure that
we actually, we started with, like the little like paddle board things that like you'd get in like swimming lessons that are like,
Boogie board or whatever.
But they're like smaller.
Yep.
We cut one of those in half and taped it over top of the sketchy metal stuff to start. Then only when that got ripped off by the water pressure, because
naturally.
But like I engineered this whole thing. I had safety in mind at one point.
Pool noodle.
It's just I now understand how disasters happen.
Yeah.
Because you start with safety in mind, but then when shit starts hitting the fan and the goal is just to get this thing up on top of the water.
Yeah.
You don't need things like safety holding you down.
It's right. Like the Wright brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Did the brakes still work?
I think we took the brakes off.
If you hammer
extra weight, we didn't.
Yeah,
need.
If you hammer on the brakes, would it stop you in the water?
Yeah, you need pegs on that so two people.
Yeah. No, what you should do is you could engineer some wings on the side. So if you hit a wave, you could potentially go airborne with that thing.
Yeah, it's like parasailing.
Yeah, and then you could quite literally cut the cord. And just, you could fly off into oblivion.
I love how this has turned into E.T. Just riding a bike up into the sky.
Yep. In theory, it sounds good and it sounds safe. If you fall out of the air, you're just going to land in the water.
Yeah. The 40-foot drop in the water is nothing.
Not that bad. Water's soft, right?
Just flying around with Sea Biscuit.
Well, Ski Biscuit's on water. He's Pegasus in the sky.
Yeah.
It's
unicorn. Pegs on the back.
My horn will pierce the sky. What is that again on The Office, Jared?
No idea.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one unicorn that Dwight just buys all the toys and then it has a side business of selling them to dads who waited too long. Mm.
Yeah, then Michael. But
Yeah. My horn will pierce. It's like something.
I forgot about that.
Had to be there. So. I will relay the information to my family. This is a great idea, and we should actually expand on it and possibly get a hitching post for Ski Biscuit.
Get her going,
It's like we can't even beach our boat anymore because we got so much shit in the water now.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, eventually... You
actually can't even take off from shore on Ski Biscuit anymore because there's too much shit in the way.
Yeah. Well, you start with one concrete table, and eventually you're going to have 4 or 5 of them because everyone wants to come hang out.
Full margarita restaurant out there with all the solar panels.
We'll have a full restaurant, and then we'll also have just a blackjack table.
Yeah.
We'll just have a permanent one,
Yeah.
We'll actually cut one in half.
Yeah. We used to have a
That's actually a great idea. If the thing does happen to break, like in the water, you just got a blackjack table. Hoping it's a clean split right down the middle.
Right down the pipe.
Actually, no, then you got two blackjack tables. Not a bad idea.
We got one of them wheels, too. We could have, like, roulette. You could have a
big wheel.
Just a whole casino. Yeah. It's a, well, then we could actually put multiple ski horses behind a boat, and we could do ski horse races.
Yeah. For late night.
We could do betting,
Yeah, late night.
Who's going to eat shit first is what the betting will be on, and then everyone will dress up, put big hats on.
But that, if you're trying to, if other people are eating shit, then you can almost gladiator style from your ski horses. Trying to knock people out.
Yeah.
Joust.
I mean, if everyone went and made their own ski biscuit, it's no different than Boy Scouts when they make the box cars.
Yeah.
And then they race them.
Yep.
Yeah, you just make standard specifications and then they can do some modifications.
Yeah.
Weight distribution, things like that.
You have the annual ski biscuit races.
Yeah.
On whatever lake.
Everyone
you're on.
Bellies up to the concrete lake bar.
Yeah.
And bets on who's going to last the longest on the ski horse.
Yeah, that'd be phenomenal. Maybe you do a time trial beforehand for qualifying and just like fine tune the biscuit.
Yeah, everyone's wearing suits in the water.
Yeah, the top. Fuck, I don't know. I think that's a great idea. And I won't even ask what you guys think because I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think we need to. I think that.
Yeah.
You're gonna make so much money,
dude. We are gonna be so rich. Oh my god,
by just taking the plunge with the concrete table in the water.
Yeah,
that's what it starts as.
The ops that are now opened up.
Jared, have you changed your mind on good idea or bad idea on the table yet?
It's looking good.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Mission accomplished.
Jared's got to see the return on the blackjack table first.
Yeah,
got to see if that's worth it or not.
Where does this idea stand on a scale of zero to airmail?
It's almost as good as airmail.
Okay, that's a lot come from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost. But it hasn't started yet.
So. Okay.
Either has airmail, but.
Jared, remind me to never go into business with you.
Okay. Not the mail business, anyway. Yeah, Jared, you know, another great idea based off mail. You ever want to discard of your mail? You're going to a bonfire? You could just call it like fire mail. You just bring your mail to the bonfire and throw it in there. That's a great idea.
So I'm doing the bonfire?
I think that sounded better in your head.
Yeah.
Didn't it? Fire mail sounded sicker in your head.
Way better, dude.
Air mail is way cooler sounding.
I was just anyway.
It'd be like even burning mail would have been better.
What I was trying
like
to
Burning Man festival. Yeah. Been like a big festival that everyone gets together and burns their mail. You'd call it Burning Mail.
Were you trying to do firewall?
No, I was just trying to think of an idea as good as
what are you thinking?
As
fire
good as air
hose,
mail.
Maybe fire truck.
Fire truck. You could take the mail you don't want, grind it all down, process it into sort of a meat, and put it in a can and call it spam mail.
Yeah.
That's like a way better idea than what you had.
Yeah. Or you could just throw it straight in the garbage and call it junk mail.
There we go. We found it. All right. Guys, I think the moral story that I want to end this on is if you're not doing dumb shit at the lake, why are you there?
Yeah.
You know, I may be past my days of inventing things to go in the water, but look at us. We're putting a concrete table in the water. So you're never too old to do dumb shit at the lake. The moral of the story, but good dumb shit.
Yeah some things are gonna make you some money.
All right, let's take a break. Well, guys, Tyler still hasn't gone turkey hunting properly. I wonder if he even knows where his gun is. He probably put it in a safe and
we hope
and forgot the combination.
Could be so, anywhere.
He's just going to need to somehow pick the lock or use a pry bar or...
I actually think he just left it out there in the field.
Well, yeah.
So if he's ever walking around...
He had some nice camo on it.
Yeah.
The camo was a little too good.
I couldn't find
it. He had to take a leap, lean it up against a tree, and just lost it.
Should have thrown an air tag on it or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have... You gotta have your phone on it so you can have your snap map on.
Duct
He comes back and he's got turkeys aiming it back at him.
Yeah. Regardless, if Tyler ever does go turkey hunting, I'm pretty sure all he's going to need is one shot.
One BB.
One bird. He's going to feed the whole family. They're going to love him.
Well, triple BB. Nothing.
He's only.
It's a shell. It's a shell joke.
He's putting one BB in it. That's how bad of a shot he is. But luckily, that one BB
that's all I
went
need.
Right through the skull.
One luckily. BB?
Yeah, it's going right through the pupil. But
does
Osprey
sell BB guns?
Yeah.
No, that's how bad his shot was.
No, I know. Yeah.
One stray BB.
If you think about it, shotguns are BB guns.
That is true.
That is correct.
BB's guns.
BB's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, regardless, guys, if you want a BB's gun, or a shotgun, or tomato, tomato.
Ah, slugs. That ruined it.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Whatever. Well, if you're doing other bird hunting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, regardless, go to mossbird.com. Just remember where you put your gun, unlike Tyler.
PSA, my gun is not misplaced.
He knows where his gun is. We think.
Mr. Mossberg, I'm taking care of it.
All right, Ryan. You ever been on a pontoon before?
Many times. Let me share this with you. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So, going out on the pontoon at my in-laws' place is not, I mean, it's not just like, hey, let's just go for like an hour.
Like a spin.
Let's
yeah.
just go for a spin. I mean, it like, prepare yourself for, you might be out there the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
If it's like Saturday early afternoon, you damn well might be out there till like Sunday late afternoon. Yeah,
grab your sunscreen.
Yeah.
Grab snacks and a meal.
Yeah.
Grab beverages to get a whole like small township drunk.
Pretty
Make
much.
Sure you got that with you.
You need like 4 or 5 meals.
Yep.
Maybe throw the grill on the pontoon.
Don't eat all the life jackets, though.
No.
Get those out of there. They're just wasted space.
Yep. Yep. So if you were going on like a camping trip in the middle of the water for a full day, bring that.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Would it be kind of sweet to like camp overnight
on a pontoon?
Put a tent
on a boat.
Houseboat.
Yeah.
It'd be just like your own cheap houseboat.
That would be kind of sick, actually. You put a slide on top.
Yeah.
Like... You get something, they could make a tent that floats like a lily pad. You just tie it to that boat, and then you're literally sleeping on a waterbed.
Yeah, and you could literally have rods out in the middle of the night. Yeah. You could literally hit the night bite with bells.
Is
quite
it legal
literally
to
bells.
Be sleeping while you're fishing?
Yeah.
I think so.
Like ice fishing, sleeping overnight in the
like rattle castle. Reels and shit.
Yeah.
I'll shut the fuck up.
Anyway.
I guess that was a really dumb question, yeah.
No, I don't... Maybe it is, but I don't think so. I've done it.
Does it? I mean,
it could be one of those rules that's it's illegal, but you're never gonna get in trouble for it.
Yeah, I wasn't sleeping. Yeah.
You can't.
I was just resting my eyes.
I wasn't sleeping. You're sleeping. Yeah, what are you doing out here? You should be sleeping. His head fucking bobbing. Yeah, it's like a dumb question because old dudes definitely fall asleep on the boat while they're fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what am I even talking about?
Yeah. I mean, it's like you probably shouldn't be operating a boat and sleeping at the same time. That's probably.
I ain't sleeping. I'm just fucking hammered.
Jesus, Tyler.
That's not funny.
I don't know why I don't know why I brought that up, but I think what I'm trying to say is like if I'm going out on the pontoon at the lake, like, I gotta be in the mood to go on the pontoon.
What would you say is like the ideal amount of time to spend on a pontoon ride?
Maybe like 2 hours max.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I think that's my limit, probably.
I'm talking 6 to 8 hours. I shit you not.
Holy hell.
Holy fuck. So I don't have any,
yeah.
I don't have any frame of reference because our lake is tiny. And it quite literally takes 20 minutes to go around the whole thing.
So do you guys have a lot of finish one lap, some people hop off, and then they do another?
Oh, pee break lap. We're just going to drop you off at the dock. We're going to do it a little reverse, and then we're going to come back to the dock, and you better be back on that dock by the time we get there. We're leaving you.
Yeah.
Type of action, you know?
Yeah.
I like
that. I do like the first hour or two is I love being on the pontoon.
6 hours. Well, they're on a huge lake though. So once you like go out one way, it's like if you drive 2 hours one way, you're gonna have to drive 2 hours back.
Yeah. I mean, it's also the speed that we go at. I'm talking like 0.6 miles an hour, probably. Oh. Yeah. It's not quick by any means.
When you go out with your in-laws, is there always a destination or is it a lap?
Never.
Like, hey, we want to go check out
the sandbar. So we don't take a lap around the lake. We basically, so there's a point that comes out on each side of the lake that basically splits it in the middle. So we go from almost one point to the other point and back.
From point A to point B?
Is that
quite literally, yes. Point A, point
B. If the points in this lake are not named point A and point B, someone really fucked up.
What would you say is the fastest way to get from those two points?
Good question.
Probably the straightest line.
There it is.
Okay, there we go.
But we'll take the biggest arc.
You should suggest just going from point to point straight line.
We'd be back in 1 hour.
There you go.
And like full throttle too. So no one can relax. Full throttle A to B and back. Fuck, that was a great pontoon ride. Same time tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll just be the guy that drive it. Like, just like be like,
yeah, what are the odds your father in law lets you boat captain?
0%. Or my brother in law? 0%.
And I gotta feel good though.
It does.
No responsibility.
That's why it's hard for I know this is a safe space. That's why I can bitch a little bit on here. But I would never bitch about like it taking 6 hours to.
If they listened.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Smart.
I also don't have to drive either. So.
Also, do you do the thing where it's like, hey, Meg, you should suggest that we've been out here too long. That's a great move.
Yeah, because I'm
in-laws
not.
Is you can't be the one to suggest.
Correct.
Stuff. You need to telephone it through your wife.
100%.
To let it like, you know, the biggest thing. Sorry if anyone listening. So whatever.
100%.
When it's like, I hate playing board games. And so I have to be like, man, they're going to ask us to play board games. Tell them that it's not the right vibe.
Tell them fucking
something. Yeah. Tell them to fuck off.
Yeah, I got carpal tunnel in my wrist and it's just like.
Meg, tell your dad to turn this ship around. Quite literally. I got a shit bad. So that's a good move, bored. Actually.
Yeah,
try pulling
shit,
that out.
I got a shit bad.
It's halfway down my leg, buddy. We gotta turn back.
We're past prairie dog here. Yeah.
Well, then he'd be like, "Well, it's already out anyways. Just stick your ass off the back end."
It's a nature bidet.
You're like, fuck that. Damn it. All right.
Well, then odds are they'd probably know the cabin out up on the shore there. And be like, yeah, fucking
just run up to Tim's.
Yeah,
hey, Tim, my son-in-law's gotta take his shit.
Yeah.
Okay. What an idiot. I told him he should have ate more cheese. Yeah, that'd be a move. I kind of got shit bad. Have some more of this charcuterie board. The first course of our pontoon meal.
Yeah.
That should plug you up
yeah,
real
have
nice.
A couple more beef sticks. Why yeah. don't you? I mean, also, if you don't have at least 3 to 4 chip bags mm-hmm. on this pontoon, and I'm like, this pontoon ride needs about 6 to 8.
I'm going to be honest. It's really the only time I got my in because, well, one hand just doesn't buy chips anymore.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. But it's the only time I ever have my hand balls deep in a chip bag.
Yeah.
It's on the boat.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You get the dust off your fingers by licking it, obviously, but then you stick your hand off the side of the boat,
fuck,
wash them off in the lake.
So good. Yeah. Good.
There is something about hanging your arm outside of a boat and just feel like not all the way in the water, but just catching some of the spray off the side. You don't get that as much with pontoons. They don't spray as much as a regular hole.
Correct.
Do you guys?
It's kind of, honestly, in my opinion, it's fucking hole shit.
Do you guys ever halfway on the trip stop, maybe take a dip, jump in?
Not as we're gotten adults. When we were younger,
I'll be honest. I'm not a huge like swim in the middle of the lake.
Oh, I fucking love
that's my favorite
doing
place.
Deep dives.
I will occasionally,
I'm talking,
but.
Deep dives into different topics, you know.
YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
It's a different podcast.
Singularity.
Maybe Hawkins. A Netflix show. I love doing deep dives.
Yeah.
But in terms of diving off the boat, not so much.
No, that's it is actually my favorite place to swim is the dead center of the lake.
Really? I love diving off a boat and then entering the cold part of the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like going down far enough to where it actually is way colder down there.
Yeah, it's like 6 feet down where the sun isn't warmed it up anymore.
And you're like, you go down like 20 feet, not to brag. Like I got huge lung capacity.
Touch water or touch bottom.
Probably what, 60 to 80 feet down on one single dive. But then you like... You're enjoying yourself so much you forget that you have to breathe. So then you're like, ah, fuck, now it's a race to the top. You get the bends, you almost die. It's a whole thing.
Well, yeah, but typically you want to succeed more than you want to breathe.
Yeah.
So then it's like,
you so I'm not even worried about breathing. I just want to succeed.
Yeah. And then it's like, fuck, that was a success.
What do you like about diving off the boat? There's a difference between diving off the dock and diving off the boat.
I just like that you can actually dive straight down. And go as far as you can and not have to worry about breaking your fucking neck on bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cold thing is sweet, but I also just like the feeling of you cannot touch anywhere.
Whoa.
I tend to panic early when I dive because I don't know how far it is. I don't know how far I went down, so I don't know how far it is to the top. So like,
I guess it's not. Do you open your eyes?
No.
Are you fully closed?
Not fully closed, yeah. Fully clothed and fully closed.
Diving fully clothed.
Yeah. Show.
Yeah, do that. Great idea so you don't have to be out on the boat for 6 hours. Dive in fully clothed and then get out and be like, can we go back? I got my clothes are all wet. I'm so uncomfortable now.
Whoopsies. I didn't even mean to get all my clothes.
They're like, well, we told you to put on your swim trunks. I know, but I just was comfortable in my khakis, and now they're sopping wet.
I was having such a good time that I forgot I was clothed.
Yeah.
And then if they say no, you just stand right in front of them so the wind of the boat just blows.
There's no wind because they're going 0.6 miles an hour. No, then just shake off like a dog.
Like just get my socks wet and be like, I can't be walking around in wet socks, you guys. I gotta go back and get a new pair.
Yeah. Cause also on top of you never want to be the person wearing wet socks.
Yeah.
You don't like looking at someone in wet socks.
No. No, not at all.
And so that's actually a good move. You can wear swim trunks, everything, but just wear some tube socks and then just slop around on the deck.
Yeah.
You gotta walk around all pouty like.
Yeah. You have to like slap your feet on the ground.
Yeah, you gotta like. They gotta be like this and.
Or a little loose in the toes. Yeah.
Or the exact opposite. You pull it up so like the heel part is way up by your Achilles tendon.
Yeah, the gray part on the heel is way up here. That's the best, dude. Also, they're not making this like sock sizing correct.
No.
It's like, because if these are 9 to 12. These socks are 9 to 12 and that fucker's up halfway up my calf.
Also, the difference between a size 9 and a size 12 is so
it's massive. Yeah.
Anyways, size 9 is huge, right?
In
really
socks,
big
for
like,
guys.
Yeah. You know what they say about a guy in huge socks.
Big shoes.
What size sock do you wear? 12.
But yeah, I think that would be a great way. That'd be a great way.
Yeah.
The problem is they can be like, we'll just take them off and then we'll use the chip clip to clip them to the canopy and they'll dry out. But then you clip it up on the front part of the canopy, but you clip it kind of shittily loose. And then you want one of them to come loose while you're going and it fucking hits someone in the face. Hits the captain right in the face with your wet sock. And don't put on clean socks for this. They should be a little
maybe at least one
usage.
Hole.
Yeah. Oh God. Gotta have a hole. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have it be a hole in the with the big toe is sticking out and the flop edge on the other toes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Regardless.
I need
no, and then you can always do the joke of like, really hate to air out my dirty laundry. I accidentally jumped in with my socks on. And Jared, what?
This socks.
Yeah. I got like a... Then after this future pontoon rides, I got a timer set. Like anything after 2 hours, I got my socks on. I'll jump off the boat right now. No. I'll jump.
If you don't turn this tune around, I will jump off in my socks again. I will do it.
He does it the first time. It doesn't work. Just threatens me. Pulls out another pair of socks.
My only other pair in my duffel bag.
No.
No, it's okay, guys. No. I brought my entire duffel bag with me. No. I figured we'd be sleeping over on the pontoon.
You jump on, it doesn't work. And then he doesn't turn around. And all of a sudden, you just whip off your shorts. And you're just wearing whitey tighties. Because nothing worse than having saggy, wet socks would be having like a saggy pair of like cotton underwear.
Yeah.
You know, like when they get worn out too much and they just start like they're loose everywhere.
Like it's still tight around the junk, but not on the legs.
Yeah. Or just, it's just terrible fitting.
Mm-hmm.
That could be your backup just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got really
pissed. Yeah, throw all the towels into the water so I can't cover up with anything. All the towels and my shorts.
Be such a fucking psycho.
Or no. Actually, what I could do is take all the life jackets off the pontoon before we get on, and then as we're going, call the game warden.
Yeah, there you go.
Jimmy.
That actually is diabolical, but it could definitely work.
Jimmy Point B just passed it.
And that the game warden's name is definitely Jimmy, too.
Yeah.
Where are you at? We just left Point A. Where are you headed? Point B. Well, yeah, but where are you at? It's like a
in the middle of straight line, hour
in. In the middle of Point A and Point B.
Well, yeah.
God, what a bummer. We didn't have life. Who didn't put the life jackets on here?
Also, to your previous point, you know how psycho of a movie would be to just get up and start throwing everyone's towels into the lake?
And you could do it. Yeah. You could just like be having it like on sitting on your lap and then just going, whoa! And throw it over your shoulder and be like, the wind took it.
Yeah,
my socks are wet. I slipped.
Even though it's like 0.6 miles an hour.
Yeah.
God, it is gusty out here. Just glass.
We kind of gusty.
And don't get us wrong. We like going on the pontoon for a couple 100%, hours.
100%, yeah.
Even but 6 to 8 hours, I think it's... you're out there so long, you have to be concerned that you might get scurvy. That's how long you're out there. Make sure you bring some oranges just in case you get a vitamin C deficiency while you're out there.
Yeah, we don't want that scurvy.
If we
take off at about noon or one, we will not get back until 8, 9, 10. Jesus.
It's too long.
You don't stop anywhere, like not a sandbar.
Yeah, we stop places.
Yeah, they go from point A to point B.
Yeah, point A, yeah. We stop like point A, point five. We stop halfway.
I mean, my family would just end up fighting and someone would get mad, and then half of the boat would be trying to smooth it over, and half the boat would just be looking off in the distance and not talking to anyone.
Just weird silence.
Yeah. And then like a random person being like, so should we put something on the radio?
Well, fuck, the radio's down.
Like, it seems like they're like 8 hours with my family on a confined space like a boat would be an absolute disaster.
Speaking of the radio, I feel like there's always something wrong with the radio on a pontoon. Radio or the aux cord or something. It's like, okay, we'll listen to AM 870 today.
Hey, maybe your father-in-law is doing what you do with the life jackets and calling the game warden. He wants to listen to AM radio. So he purposely creates something that does interference with all the FM stations.
Sure.
Sabotages.
Yeah. That is very
tin foil. Check underneath the hull. Yeah. Might have some tin foil next to the antenna.
Is the antenna underneath the boat?
Well, just
don't know.
I was going to say, there's your problem.
Tyler's one of those details guys.
Yeah.
Or he calls the radio tower. He's like, hey, scramble the FM signal today.
Yeah.
It's just their livelihood.
Fucking scramble the signal.
Scramble it.
So
do you guys have scrambled eggs while you're out there? You have to if you're leaving at 6 a.m.
Yeah, for breakfast the next morning.
They have them as they're coming into shore at the end of the trip.
Yeah. As you get back about ass crack of dawn.
Is that your father-in-law's name is Don?
That's my mother-in-law's name.
Yeah, I got back at the ass crack of dawn.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing to your mother?
As soon as he gets drunk enough, when he bends over to get something out of the cooler, you can see his ass crack, that means we got to go home.
That'd be a great rule.
It's like one of my cousins, when he starts drinking, he starts like slouching down in his chair. And if his chin is on the table, you know he's too drunk and everyone's got to go home.
That is a wild move. Chin on the table.
Well, it's not like he's actually doing that. He just like, as he gets drunk, he just starts curling over.
Yeah, I don't know. He just starts to...
Kind of a hunch guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds almost like you guys have to have like provisions boats along the way.
Lifeboats.
Yeah, we have to have like a
restocking, like they tie up halfway through and give you guys more supplies.
Yeah.
Or it's like they like hide, you know, like they put like food along a trail. It's like they like have buoys that are full of like snacks and shit.
Yeah.
More beer. Bars. Yeah. Where he just calls the liquor store. All right, we're going to have fucking, you know, we're going to point B today. So at like mile 4, I need you to put a buoy of a 30 rack in the water for me. That'd be great. Probably another handle of tequila. Casamigos, that one that George Clooney signed.
And a flare gun.
Yeah.
And a flare gun, yeah.
You could just accidentally fire off a flare gun at someone at the boat.
Death spot.
Nothing will ruin a trip faster than accidentally firing a flare gun at someone.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe in the direction of the game warden, so that I mean, they have to arrest me.
Right? Hey, no.
You have to get me off this pontoon
you
in
get
handcuffs.
Arrested on purpose.
Flare gun? You don't need to hit anyone. Just buzz the tower.
Send a message is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, let's see if Mossberg's got any flare guns.
That'd be kind of sweet. I've never shot a flare gun.
Me either.
It'd be kind of sweet, though.
I can check that.
I mean, maybe.
I'm sure they could probably build us one.
Yeah.
Custom flare
so
gun.
I don't necessarily flare gun, you shoot it up in the air, it's like a firework, and it just as it falls down just stays lit for a while.
Yeah,
got it. I watched Titanic.
I watched Outer Banks when they found the lost city or whatever. They went underwater with the flare. I said hey, I understand that.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
No, spoiler alert, sorry.
You say it.
Fire and water.
It doesn't mix.
Since
apparently,
I
it does
was
though.
A kid, don't mix.
No,
I mean science says you can't have fire with water. Yet we do it time and time and again.
Is it grease fires not supposed to put out with water?
Correct.
Maybe, I mean maybe these waterproof M80s are all greased up.
Oh, it's a great theory,
guys. I'm telling you.
So
this is a rabbit hole that leads to nowhere. I've gone down this road.
They just dump them in bacon grease.
Yeah.
I missed where we're at because I found out that you can buy certain flare shells that you can fire out of a shotgun.
Oh,
that's kind of cool.
Well, that is kind of
so
sick.
Like Mossberg doesn't make a flare gun specifically, but we could potentially find shells that are flare shells that you could shoot out of a shotgun.
And use the Mossberg, fire it up in the air. And just make sure you do it around the 4th of July. People think you're just letting off fireworks.
And they won't rescue you.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that would suck.
You have a flare gun on the 4th
of July. You get trapped on the 4th of July, flare gun. Everyone's like, everyone starts clapping. Do another one. That was awesome.
Yeah, you probably want to stay close to home on the 4th.
Or you just get booed because it's a lame firework.
Yeah.
You're drowning.
Yeah.
It didn't even make noise.
What is it, a fucking sparkler?
Yeah, a big one. You ever been listening to the radio before, Tyler?
I have.
And have you ever thought, my tummy is a grumbling?
I have.
And have you ever seen gas and decided not to pass it?
Nope.
Wait.
Just
saying. Yeah,
I've seen gas and decided not to pass it, yes.
And turned on in and went to Holiday gas stations? I've done that a time or two as well. Just listening to the radio thinking, God, I could slam a corn dog down my throat right now. And then I see the blue neon light, and it's just like a beacon for corned meats to go down my throat. And I turn on in. I mosey on in. They go, "What's up, Miles? You're back again." Obviously, high five, fist bumps. Ask them how their kids have been. You know, the whole 9 yards, maybe even 10 yards. And then I mosey on over to the hot food section and grab a corn dog. If I'm feeling dangerous, I might grab a little ketchup musty. And then you just do along the whole length of the corn dog.
Yeah, you boat it up.
But then you like, you just take your... You want an even spread of ketchup and mustard. So you just take your tongue and you just rotate it like a corn cob and smear it around the outside of the corn dog.
I've seen some people that just put it in their mouth the long ways and then spin it then pull it out.
That I sometimes do that depending on what I did the night before. And then you have an even spread of ketchup and mustard. And you can enjoy the holiday corn dog with the best of them. And I can then not only be driving, listening to the radio, but I can be driving, listening to the radio with a happy, full stomach of a holiday corn dog. And so, guys, if you want that life, I suggest that you don't pass gas either. It's like Tyler doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on into holiday gas stations. Well, I mean, T's and P's to you. Thoughts and prayers to you on your 8-hour boat journey.
Yeah, I'll time the first one. Report back. We haven't gone on one yet, but we will soon.
Oh, yeah. You're overdue.
And it's always the hottest time of the day, too. So I might have to fucking take a quick dip in my socks and skibbies.
Socks and skibbies.
What's more? It's definitely more cycle, I think, to wear your socks like in a pool than the lake.
Yeah, but to wear socks, like to be shirtless, swim trunks, and be wearing tube socks is the bananas.
You're in a hot tub at a hotel. Some guy comes in shirtless, tube socks, and shorts, and just gets in the hot tub with you.
Oh, man. Like gold toe socks.
Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to get you out of there is what he's doing.
Yeah, would work.
I just think there's nothing worse than wet socks.
Yeah, I would agree.
And especially loose wet socks.
Yep.
With the toe flopping around.
The toe flop is the word.
Well, guys, I hope that your lake weekends don't, unless you're into it, 8 hours though on a boat feels a little bit like
there's a time and place for it, for
like
sure.
I'm sure there's like movies where they spend 8 hours stranded on a boat.
Yeah.
Titanic.
Titanic. Yeah.
Usually not intentionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could
Ryan,
do it.
You could say you were stranded at sea for 8 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I just bought it. Probably every other weekend I am. I got a kid now, though. So great. You know, he's fucking, start crying. He is pissed right now, and we got to get back to shore.
Yeah. Bring a can of beans and then just slap it on his back and say that he had an explosive diaper. We got to go back and change him. He can't be sitting in his poop clothes.
How much beans are you feeding this kid?
start squishing him on his back. Jesus, buddy.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Grandma really knows how to cook.
Not mad. I'm actually happy you did that.
He's like, hey, great.
Yeah, make you look like a great dad. Like, oh, it's okay, buddy.
No, I really wanted to be out here, but I got to change him.
You know? Yeah, and then grandma's like, I actually brought a set of clothes to change into for that reason.
No, he actually doesn't like those anymore, and that won't lead anywhere good.
He's actually allergic to that type of fabric. Yeah.
He needs new socks.
Yeah. I got a kid now, though, so.
We know. All right, guys. Well, everyone stay safe out there. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Everyone throw up your thoughts and prayers for Ryan and his 8-hour journey. The last thing I was going to say is you could, the last ditch approach. Soggy socks, saggy underwear don't work. Beans up the kid's back don't work. The last ditch resort is tell the captain you will be lookout and steer him right into a rock that'll just capsize the boat.
It's in like a really shallow spot, so you can
It's like it's shallow rocks. You like, run right.
I would just say you can reach. Like we talked about Titanic, just do the Titanic.
Just do exactly what they did.
Yell iceberg dead ahead after you hit the rock. Not even right before it, like the Titanic.
Yeah, fuck. I had my Oakleys on and depth perception was way
out. Yeah, these are polarized. They're not polarized.
Looked like it was we had another at least 10 yards. Fucking on top of us.
Iceberg dead ahead.
Head.
Every man and woman and child for themselves. You just dive off the side in your socks.
You dive off the side into the 4 feet of water.
I basically just like.
Yeah, you dive off and then you stand parallel. Up. You stand up and the water is just to your knees. And you're like, all right, I'm going to walk home. Well, let us know how that goes. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode. You Betcha Radio. As always, we love you. Go check us out on Patreon every single week. We're posting new epis over there.
Yeah.
Guys, may your pontoon be full of soggy socks and your ski biscuit run fast.
I should just shit my pants. I should do. Just shit my pants on command. We got to go. No,
guys, go. Bad day. Gambled on the fart. Shit my pants. We got to go back.
Ate too many beans.
Yeah. Me and
fucking,
my kid.
Fucking Denise. Too many beans last night. I told you. My kid, now me. Oh, you do just like his dad.
Like mother likes this.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, oh, look what happened. He looks like he's got beans up his back. And then you stand up and you have beans up your back. And then as a backup, you like do the same to Meg. And it's like, there's a whole family of fucking bean shitters. And if you don't get to go back after that, you're fucked. I don't have any other advice for you.
I mean, you don't have to go back after that. You win.
Cheers, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.